Hello everyone, this is Edward Alonzo doing a second main menu review. This one is going to be on a clock software package. It's very similar to some of the ones that DJC reviews. He has actually done a review on a couple of different ones, but this one is a little unusual. It's got six different clocks that you can choose from, and what this does is it allows it to run in your system tray, and you're able to hear the sound. You can set it up. It's totally accessible. It's a software package from Liberty's Antique Clocks. And at the end of the review, I will give you the URL as well as my email address to get this software. The software is freeware, and as long as you know you don't mess with it or anything like that, you know, go in there and decompile it or anything crazy, you should be okay. What I'm going to do is, I guess I should give you the URL now, that way you may could go and get the file. I'm going to give that to you now. The URL is http://www.liberties, that's liberties.com/clock, that's CLOCK, SND.htm. And I'll give that to you once again. That is clock SND dot HTM. And what we're going to do is we're going to install the program. So I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop.
All right, I'm on the desktop now. And just to let you know, I am using JAWS 4.5, I think it is. The newest one out. I forget now where it's at or where JAWS is anyways. It's the latest version of JAWS. Windows XP Home. Sound Blaster Live and SoundForge to record the review. Okay, now what I'm going to do is the program is in my downloads folder, so I'm going to get there now.
I see full text documents downloads full.
And I'm going to go to the clock sound.
Cosby.clocks.exe.
Okay, here it is. It's called clocks.exe. Sorry, that's a nice loud clock in the background. If any of you guys want a loud clock, please send me an email and let me know. I'll tell you where you guys can purchase one of the loudest clocks I've ever heard. That's not the clock I'm reviewing, so don't worry. And we're going to install this, and it is a executable file. It's a very simple executable. So right now I'm going to press enter on the file, and we're going to go from there.
Install Shield Self Extract to Next dialog. This will install clock sounds. Do you wish to continue? Yes button, Alt Y.
Now I'm going
to
go back here and
downloads. Install Shield.
Close the downloads. Okay. Now it says this will install clock sounds, and we do want to continue.
Yes.
And the default button is yes, so we're going to press enter. And it's going to bring us up to a Install Shield wizard, which is the pretty basic standard setup for most Windows applications. Let's see, where are we at?
PC setup, welcome dialog. Welcome to the Clock Sound Setup Program. This program will install clock sounds on your computer. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before running the setup program. Warning, this program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program or any portion of it may result in severe civil and criminal penalties and will be prosecuted to the maximum extent possible under law. Click cancel to quit setup and then close any programs you have running. Click next to continue with the setup program. Next button, Alt N.
Okay, now we want to hit enter on the next button. The default button is next.
Next.
But if we tab over, we've got
cancel button.
Cancel.
Next button, Alt N.
And we have next button. If you guys are hearing any crackling, it's due to that silly Sound Blaster Live driver. I have no idea how to fix it, and I don't know if I want to, because normally I don't use Eloquence. Although I find it doing it with some other sounds as well, so any suggestions would be helpful. I'm just asking for all kinds of stuff, aren't I? All right, now we're going to hit enter on the next button. Going crazy here. We're going to hit space
Shift
on the next
app,
button.
Next button alt
Let's
end.
See, what's the readme information?
Tap, back button, tap, next button.
Okay, we may want to root our JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC, scroll left symbol, scroll.
And go to the top and read this.
Top readme information dialog, close symbol, information. Clock sounds version 1.4, scroll up symbol. Copyright C1998-2000 Elk Informatique www.elk.net. Liberties, the specialist in the sale and repair of old clocks. This will allow you to hear the sounds of the old clocks on Y. You may choose between 6 different sounds with Chime on T. With this new version, you may set up a bell to wake you up. Liberties offer you this software in its complete version. This software may be given to your friends but not be sold. All of its elements must be given with the main program and then. Liberties. March for Mason Ali 3/5 stand 105. Scroll down symbol. Scroll left back button next button.
Okay,
button.
That's...
PC.
I guess that's everything that we've got there. Some of that was cut off for some reason. I don't know if it's just not reading it or what, but I didn't know that you could set a bell up. Hey, I learned something new every day. We'll have to play with that. All right, so now we're going to hit enter on the
next
button.
Enter. Choose destination location dialog. Next button.
Now, I wouldn't change this unless you just want to. If you tab over, there's...
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Destination directory browse ... button.
There's a browse button. We could go there if we wanted.
Tab. Back button. Alt D.
We could go back.
Tab. Next button.
I'm just going to accept the default directory, so I'm going to press next.
Space. Setup. Dialog. Setup. Dialog. Clock sounds. Folder view. List view. 0 items.
All right. Now, it lands you in this crazy folder view, so I'm going to Alt.
Setup.
Well, maybe not.
Not in a dial. Clock sound.
I'm gonna...
Not selected. Clock SND. 1 of 2.
Oh, there it is.
Clock SND. Read me.
Okay, yeah, this puts you in the folder. It's like a folder, but you can either press enter on clock SND there or not, and I'm not gonna choose to do that, so I'm gonna Alt F4.
Alt F4. Setup.
Okay.
Not in a dial. Setup clock sound. Setup complete. Setup has finished copying files to your computer. Setup will now launch the program. Select your option below. Yep.
Alright, now we're gonna tab over.
Tab. Setup. Tab. Alt tab.
Okay.
Sonic found. Alt tab. Tab. Setup.
JAWS. Setup minimize symbol. Clock sounds. Setup complete dialog.
Okay, it's not reading this one for me, so I'm going to have to root my JAWS down here.
Setup has finished copying file. Setup will now launch the program. Select your option below. Corner yes. I want to view the README file. Checkbox not checked. Corner yes. Launch the program. File checkbox not checked. Click finish to complete setup. Back button unavailable. Back button unavailable. Finish button. Less back button. Finish button. Left click.
Okay, I clicked on that because...
PC. Sonic Foundry. Minimize.
Alright, now it is done. And,
Desktop.
We're back on the desktop. Okay. Now, normally you guys will probably not have that problem because I didn't have it when I first installed it, but the SoundForge is taking up a huge amount of window space. I can't get it minimized for some reason. I don't know if it just won't or what. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the start menu.
Control escape.
And
start menu.
It's not reading it, of course.
E, start menu, creative submenu, C.
And I want to go to the clock sound submenu. It's under the program.
C, clock sound submenu, enter, clock SND, C.
I want to press enter on clock SND.
Enter.
Okay, now, that launched the program. Now, if you want it to start up automatically, you will need to put a icon in your startup folder. And if you guys need anything about to know how to do that, you can send me an email and I'll be glad to help.
Windows M.
So,
desktop.
I'm going to go back to the desktop here. And now, clock sounds is in our system tray. So I'm going to use JAWS, insert F11.
Leaving menus, select the system tray icon dialog, list box, clock sounds, 1 to 5.
Alright, clock sounds is right there, and I'm going to right single click on it with an Alt-R.
Alt-R, context menu, about ...
Alright, now there's the about dialog box.
Options.
There's options if you down arrow.
Bell setup.
Bell setup.
Stop.
Stop.
Exit.
And exit, okay.
About ... Options.
Okay, now we want to go into the options dialog. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
And we should be on the...
Okay button.
Okay button. Alright, now we are on the okay button. I'm going to tap.
Cancel button.
Run cancel.
Tap. Test button.
Now, this is very configurable. This is a test button, and if we press that, we will hear this.
Space.
Thank you. that'll give you an example of what your clock's going to sound like. Now, that is the first clock. You have six clocks here, and the first one is the Westminster, and that's what you're going to hear there. If you tab over.
Tab. Hours checkbox checked.
All right. If you want hours, it will check the... It will chime on the hours. And this is the only clock you will see the option that's coming up here.
Tab.
If you tab over.
Test button.
Okay, you can hear the hour test button if you you hit space on that.
Tab. 1/4 hours checkbox checked.
All right. 1/4 hour. Okay, now this is the only clock. The Westminster is the only clock you will see the 1/4 and the half hour, simply because the rest of the clocks do not allow that to happen. So we're going to tab over.
Tab. Test button.
Okay, if we wanted to hear what the 1/4 hour sounded like, we could press the space bar on that.
Tab. 1/2 hours checkbox checked.
And this is the half hour, and it's also checked, and this is also the only clock sound that will allow you to check the half hour box.
Tab. Westminster. 1/6.
Now here is the combo box for the versions of clocks you have. You've got Westminster.
French clock with bronze bell. 2/6.
French clocks.
Bell tower. 3/6.
Bell tower.
Cuckoo. 4/6.
Cuckoo.
Grandfather clock. 5/6.
Grandfather.
French clock with spring. 6/6.
French clock with spring. And whatever one you choose, it will use that as your default clock. And you can listen to the different sounds. Like we're on this one. So if we wanted to hear what it sounded like.
Tap. Tap. Cancel button. Tap. Test button.
We could hit the test button.
Space.
Ooh. And that's what you hear. Okay. That's not my style. But... anyway, okay. And you could do that for the same. We could go to the cuckoo clock.
French clock. Grandfather cuckoo. Tap, tap, tap. Test button. Space.
Ooh, boy, those are shrill in my ear, let me tell you. But I'm going to take it back to the...
shift, shift, tap. Okay, but shift cuckoo. 406. Westminster. What?
Okay, I'm going to take it to the Westminster because that's what I like.
Tab, tab, cancel button, tab, test button, shift, shift, okay.
And I'm going to take that and I'm going to press space.
Space.
Okay, now we're going to go to
Windows
the desktop. Desktop, rather.
7:09 p.m.
And it is 7:09. So here in about 15 minutes, or excuse me, in 5 minutes, rather, we will get to hear what the clock does. So while we're sitting here waiting on that, I just want to say... that I would give this product at least, oh, I would say an 8 out of 10. It's very accessible. Okay, now the next thing I'm going to show you how to do is to set up a alarm with the bell setup option. So we're going to go back into the system tray and... do an Alt-R clock setup.
Menu about dot dot dot.
And we're going to hit the letter B for bell setup.
B, leaving menus, OK button.
All right, now we're going to tab over.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, alarm data tower radio button checked. 3/3, Alt and.
Now, I've been messing with this, so it's already set to alarm. But if we go to the top, we've got... okay.
Alarm disable radio button checked. 1/3.
Okay, we have alarm disable. And if we arrow down, we've got...
alarm everyday radio button checked. 2/3.
Every day.
Alarm data tower radio button checked. 3/3.
And date and hour. So we're going to leave it there, and we're going to tab over.
Tab. Setup type of bell combo box. Cock. 3/3.
Okay. That's the type of bell we've got.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Westminster.
Westminster. Okay. And so I'm going to leave it on cock. I assume that's going to be some type of bird.
Tab. Setup test button.
We won't test. We'll just see what it's going to sound like.
Tab. Setup time. Setup HM edit. 1937.
Okay, now we have to put this in military time. So let me see what time I got here.
Set Sunday, May 4th, 7:52 p.m.
All right, we'll set it for 7:55, so...
7:03:9:3. Num lock on. 5:5. Num lock tab, setup date D/M/Y edit, shift tab, setup time, setup H, M edit, 1955.
Alright, now I want to leave the rest of this alone because it's already set for the right date, but I'll tab over anyway.
Tab, setup date D/M/Y edit, 4.
Now this is for the particular date, and today's the 4th.
Tab, setup date D/M/Y edit, 5.
And then the 5th month, which is May.
Tab, setup date D/M/Y edit, 2003.
And that's going to be for the year, and this is 2003.
Tab, OK button.
I'm going to press space on
space.
OK.
Window.
And it is...
num lock on, num 7:53 p.m.
In about 2 minutes, it should go off. And so I just want to say that I would say this is a pretty accessible program. I'd give it about an 8 out of 10. The boxes to set up the bell could be a little more specific, but, you know, if you do a little bit of playing around with them, it'd be pretty easy to figure out. And, you know, if you want to set up a little alarm for, you know, getting up in the morning or something, you know, you never know. You never know when you want to get up in the morning or get up after, you know, 5 or 10 minutes after lunch and head back to work or whatever you may need to do. You just never know. Heck, you may need to even set an alarm to remind you of your ACBRI show, which probably I should do since my first show is going to be tomorrow. This is actually being recorded on Sunday, and who knows when it'll get to the archives. So you guys will probably, or the mainstream show, and then if you guys listen to it on the archives, of course, you'll probably be several shows into my show if you do listen to it on ACBRI. So hopefully in a couple of minutes, the alarm will be going off for us. It's just
7:54 p.m.
It should be doing it any second now. But like I said, I would give this a very good rating. It's a nice little fun project. I mean, it is. You can turn it off and things like that, so that is a good thing, especially if you're, like I said, doing a program or doing a recording or, you know, anything like that, and it gets to the point where you need to turn it off. Hopefully it should be going off for us any second now. And
7:55 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely working, all right. And I would say that is a rooster. And I have no idea how long... I have no idea how long that's going to do that, so I'm going to go back into the system tray with the insert F11.
Select.
And alt R on clock sounds.
Alt R, context. And bell setup. Stop.
And I'm going to hit enter. Arrow down and hit enter on.
Enter.
Stop there.
Windows M.
And make that stop. So definitely that does work. I'm glad to know that. And I'm going to go back in there now and disable
menu,
the
list box, clock sounds,
alarm.
Five, enter, alt R, context menu, about dot dot dot. B, leaving menus,
up.
Okay, but tap, alarm data tower radio, alarm disable radio button check.
And
one
I want to disable.
Tap, okay button, space.
Now let me make sure that there are no more Windows. Things in here in the clock's settings.
Alt R, context menu, about dot dot dot.
Now the about, of course, is going to explain to you about it.
Options.
We did go through the options.
Bell setup.
Bell setup.
Stop.
Stop. Now that will stop that awful rooster or whatever you decide to set it on.
Exit.
And exit. And I think I'm going to go ahead and exit it.
Enter.
And that takes it out of the system tray.
Windows M. Desktop.
So like I said, I would give that a pretty good rating. Once again, that's from Liberty's Antique Clocks, and they do the refinish older clocks. Now, for those of us that don't have a lot of money or don't really care to go buy a $250 grandfather clock, and or not grandfather, but wall clock, the grandfather clocks are more like, you know, $1,500 or more. But even something as simple as one of those fancy wall clocks with all the designs and silly things like that. And I mean, that, face it, that's for you guys that have sight. So honestly, that's not going to help us out any. But if you don't want to go and buy, you know, a $300 clock, and you'd rather just kind of have one on your computer, you just want the sound of the clock, this program is for you. Once again, that's Clock Sounds, and that's from http://www.liberties.com/clocksnd.htm. And this is Edward Alonzo reporting for Main Menu. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the presentation. And if you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email at edwardalonzo@cox.net. That's EDWARDALONZO@COX.NET.